Hey, what are you doing here all by yourself? I just thinking about stuff, huh?
What stuff?
I told you not to think about it all the time. Right? Did you forget? Well, it's really not good for you, and it's killing me to see you like this. I know it's hard, trust me. I've been going through something similar. I remember thinking that I would never get out of my depression, that I would never escape. It felt like quicksand, a gravity that I just couldn't break, that there was no point in even trying to search for any help or escape. It was just inevitably my future, forever unending. I thought it was just how it was supposed to be. Until one day I realized that I was killing myself by constantly thinking negatively and bringing myself more and more down. It's like a death by a thousand cuts in your mind, carving away one possible future. One probability of positivity at a time. I realized that life is too fucking short to waste time on thinking about what's wrong with me. Because there are things wrong with me, just like everyone else. None of us are perfect, right? Or thinking about things from my past, things that I can't change. Or worrying about things that might happen in my future. Of course, it took time, right? It took time to reset, to rewire my mind, to not fixate on things that were bringing me down. It took time to recover, but whenever things started to get into my head, I always want to do something. I wouldn't allow myself to sink into that pit of despair again, because now I know what it feels like. I can feel the pull of that gravity, and I can choose to fight it, to turn on my little mental thrusters and go do something else. Even if that's just, you know, listening to music or going for a walk. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyways, I came here because I wanted to do something for you. Most importantly, I wanted to make you forget about everything you're struggling with right now. So let's not talk about depressive stuff anymore, all right? Yeah, I know. I started it. I did, but still. I know something that will help you relieve some of that stress you collected for days, probably, weeks, months. What? Listen, no is not an option. I know you feel like you don't need anything, but I really want to do this for you, okay? It's not like I'm forcing myself or anything. I genuinely want to do this. Can you see that when you look into my eyes? That I want this right now with you? Do what? We'll get to that soon, but for now, can you make some space for me on that bed? Instead of me just sitting on the edge. I need to lay down right next to you for this. By the way, I'm sorry if I sound like I'm trying to put you in your place or something, educate you. That's not what I'm trying to do, I promise. I just, I just want to get to the thing quickly because, like I said, I really want to help you relax. And you didn't think that? Well, that's good, I guess. I just kind of felt like I was on my soapbox going too fast. So I wanted to make sure that, never mind then, since you didn't see it that way. Are you comfortable? Good. Good. Step one. That is what I want. Comfortable you. Now, could you close your eyes for me? What? You don't trust me? No, seriously though. Close your eyes for me. Please. Thank you. All right, so look. I know this will probably make you nervous to start with, but don't open your eyes no matter what I do. Okay? Just trust me. This is gonna be good for you. Relax. Relax. It's just my hand under your shirt. I just want to warm you up a little bit for what's coming next. Shh, don't think about it for now. Just focus for me. Focus on how my nails gently tickle your skin. Feels nice, right? Up and down. Let me get a little closer to you. How was that? Do you like your little treat? I'm just teasing you. Let me show you what I really meant to do. Suck on your earlobe like that. you don't mind me teasing your cock with my leg down there. You were so lost in what I was doing up here that you didn't even notice. That's okay. That means I'm doing a good job. Remember when I told you I wanted to do something that will help you release some of that? Are you shocked? To be honest, this was my plan the whole time. But now that I know about just how sensitive your ears are, it's going to be even better. Saying anything. Should I take that as a yes, or maybe you don't want it? Maybe you just want me to do what I want. What I want. Is that what it is? Because if that's the case, I'm going to take your cock out right now. Slowly moving down to your hard cock. I'm touching it through your pants. Last chance to say no before I take it out. Are you going to stop me? You gotta let me do this. Oh, here we go then. How dare you hide such a precious thing from me? Bad boy. How does my soft hand feel on it? Nice, right? It's already so hard for me. Tell me. I wouldn't really care if you said no at this point, to be honest, because I really, really want to jack you off so badly. I brought lube with me, too. It's in my pocket. Surprised you again? Let me take it out. Do you know what I like most about hand jobs? When the cock is lubed up and when I stroke it, the wet noises fill up the room. And when I speed up, my hand is sort of slapping your skin, so it makes extra noise. That's so that extra noise. You like it too, huh? Oh, I think your cock just got even harder for me after that. Dirty boy. You like the dirty talk, don't you? Should I keep teasing you? Or should I just apply this lube to your cock and start the real fun? By the look on your face, I think you want the second. Ready? It can be a little cold at first. Ah, there we go. Let me oil the whole thing up. Let's make it messy. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. It turns me on even more when you're quiet like this. Being such a good, obedient boy for me. All right, I think that will be enough. Let me put this back in my pocket. Now, the moment I've been waiting for. The moment you've been waiting for. You hear that? Wet. Sticky sound filling up the room. Do you want me to speed up? That's it, baby. I just want to get you off. There's no need to tease you any longer. As much as I'd like to play with this cock for hours. Edging you. I can't. Because I know how much you need this release. And I'm also dying to see you spray all of that hot load all over my hand. I almost forgot. Your ear is sensitive. Keep your eyes closed for me. Would you like me to finish you off? Oh, let me make you come, baby boy. Come. Come. Explode all over my hand. Come on. I deserve it. I've been a good girl for you. Please come for me, baby boy. Let it all out. Cover my hand so I can lick it off. Taste you. Yes, baby. Yes. Oh, let it all out, baby. Let it all out. Look at me milking. You can open your eyes and look. Take a look at the mess you've made. That's a very nice load. Let me lick it all off my hand. You taste good. I will definitely come back for more of this. I swallowed every last drop with pleasure. I read somewhere that cum is good for my skin. And a bunch of other things, too. Yeah. I know. It's probably just some dumb shit to encourage girls to do it. But I like to swallow anyway, so... It's a win-win for me and for you. So, yeah. Did I help you relax a little? Did you enjoy your little treat? Oh, by the way, I recorded this whole thing. So, if you ever need to come and I'm not around to help, put your headphones on, close your eyes, and imagine that I'm here with you. Oh, you could see the look on your face right now. I told you I would surprise you again. Let me know if you ever need a helping hand again, okay? I'll be in my room. Bye, cutie. Don't think too much. Oh, fuck yeah. That was fun.